Earlier in the spring, we went down to Oregon to source some new Gary Oak with our friends from Rewind Barrels in Salem. We visited the mill to see the raw oak firsthand and the cooperage where the team shapes it into barrels. Along the way, I had a chance to discuss Gary Oak with Rewind's co-owner, Trent Thomas.
Dennis is really excited to get these to us because he only has maybe about 6 or 7 of these logs that came down that he was able to get. And the whole point being is that you can't go down and just cut down a Quercus gary on a tree. You cannot sustainably farm these trees. You cannot, there's no programs, there's no forestry set practice set in place where you are replacing these trees. So it's not, you can't just go out and call your local mill and say, hey, I want to make some barrels. I need some of this wood.
Part of our philosophy here is to make a whiskey that is truly authentic to the place where we're from. And for us, one of the great advantages that we have here is a local species of oak that tastes incredible. When we decided to produce single malt here under the Westland name, we didn't just want to replicate the whiskeys of the old world. What we're trying to do is to make a whiskey that has a true sense of place. A special species of oak called Quercus gariana that only grows here in the Pacific Northwest gives us a rare opportunity to live up to our ambitions and create single malts like no other in the world.
Here we are. We are now at the mill. My favorite thing is that big saw, man. That's super cool coming in. It is, I cannot believe it's not raining. Somebody's looking out for us. It was supposed to be pouring rain today, so it's a gorgeous day and we're gonna be ready to load up some of this oak.
Fantastic. Let's do it.
Quercus gariana is a species of white oak with a natural habitat ranging primarily from southern British Columbia down through western Washington and into the Willamette Valley of Oregon. The wood must be treated more like European oak in how it's cut and dried.
So this relationship that Todd has, my partner, with Dennis has been, you know, 20, 30 years in the making, starting with hardwoods from Todd's background as a carpenter, and then now they've facilitated that relationship into the cooperage business. Dennis, Todd are really, really experts in the field, probably two of the smartest guys in the Northwest in the United States about Quercus gariana.
I mean, it's really hard to overstate how incredible of an opportunity this is. I mean, just from a whiskey making perspective, it's really a dream come true. It's fun to be on the forefront of it.
And as one of the very few cooperages in the Pacific Northwest, one of two in Oregon, I can certainly say that I know, I'm aware of every barrel that's pretty much coming out of this region. And Westland is certainly at the forefront of this movement. And you guys are pretty much writing the book on how whiskey should be done with these, is what it seems like.
I'm having a lot of fun doing it, too. It's a good time.
Experiment with some stuff. This is a fun tool to use. But as you mentioned, it must be refreshing as a distiller to not have those parameters, those laws that those guys in Scotland have to do. Because you can still use those same quality products. You can still use those same fundamental tools. But you can also craft your own something more true to the Pacific Northwest.
Well, and that's exactly it. Is, you know, if we were to seek a, you know, a Scottish replica model, you know, that would be a very different and actually less authentic style of whiskey. If we went and bought, you know, ex-bourbon casks, we do buy some ex-bourbon casks, we use them for some of our whiskeys, but if we just follow that script at the expense of what is actually natural and around us, then we're, you know, we're missing out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, being true to the region.
Exactly.
Part of what makes us who we are at Westland is the culture of the Pacific Northwest. And I think part of that is this innovative and creative culture, and also this culture that uses what is around us. We wanted to take a look at Gary Oak and how it can be used. But really, it's never been explored before. For us to have the opportunity to explore how Gary Oak works with whiskey making, that's an opportunity that not a lot of distillers ever get. We've been filling Gary Oak casks since 2011, and when we started, we really didn't know what it was going to taste like. And we released a few single casks, trying to understand Gary Oak in relation to American oak. And now that we've done that, our work with Gary Oak is moving from what it is not to what it is.
You know, it's great that it made a product that is more delicious. It's great that it makes a product that's unique, because those are really, really hard to come by nowadays. In a globalized, homogenized, pasteurized world where everything is pretty much the same flavor, it's really, really nice to get something that is not just your cookie cutter whiskey, man.
Right.
That's what I think you guys are going to be doing with these barrels, is you're going to make something that you could pick out probably in a blind test of 100 different options.
Absolutely. And the cool thing was the critical response was huge. I don't know if you saw that in the Whiskey Bible, the 2016 Whiskey Bible that came out. So the first Oregon Oak cask we ever filled got a score of 95.5 points, which is
very impressive.
The highest score he's ever given is 97.5.
Whoa.
Gary Oak is really different from its cousin in the rest of the United States, Quercus Alba. It actually behaves a lot more like French oak in how it's cut and dried, and also in its chemical profile. It's got a lot more tannins. It's got a lot more phenolic compounds. All of these things require years of air drying to soften. All of the American oak that we use at Westland is air dried for at least 18 to 24 months, but Gary Oak needs at least 3 years of air drying. And this will help to break down these tannins to soften these aromatics and soften the palate eventually on the whiskey.
I don't want to come across as naive, but can you talk to me a little bit, Matt, about what your experiences, again, because most of mine are with wine, so the flavor profile of the Quercus Garryana versus the Quercus Alba? I mean, do you have more experience than any distiller I'm aware of?
For sure, yeah. It's what we know right now is that it's basically everything that you'd find in Quercus Alba, but darker. Okay. So if we were to define Quercus Alba as caramel and vanilla and baking spices and some coconut, you know, this is molasses instead of caramel.
Sure.
It's like really particular clove instead of just generic baking spices. You get
more
some
amplified.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's you know, there's actually, you know, some smoke notes. There's a lot of phenolics. It's one of the interesting things about the wood chemistry with Quercus Garryana is it has more phenolics, which contribute to that spiciness and to that smokiness.
Okay.
There's also kind of a pleasant, like, dark fruitiness, like a blackberry, which is just, you know, gorgeous stuff.
That's something you typically, I never hear that for Alba, so that's one of the more unique flavors.
Absolutely.
For the Oregon Garryana.
Absolutely. Okay. It is, it's just, you know, with whiskey, you can see how, you know, it would be such a powerful flavor for wine, especially an Oregon wine.
Yeah.
But for whiskey, it's working really, really well.
The release of our first malt whiskey blend using Gary Oak is simply called Garryana. Gary Oak is actually just a minority in the blend, but it remains the dominant feature. So when we see it interacting with different types of distillates and different oak casks, it's really an extraordinary thing that most people never get to witness. This is something completely new in the world of single malt whiskey.
One of the challenges, for example, with making like a sherry cask matured whiskey,
okay,
is that the sherry tends to want to jump out of place, if that makes sense. You know, it's really hard to integrate.
It wants more attention, or it's more of the showcased flavor.
Yeah, it feels like you're, I guess what I'm saying is it feels like you're tasting two things instead of one harmonious flavor profile.
Okay.
So, but the cool thing with Garryana is that you feel like all of those things are in total sync. It's just that the Garryana is leading. So that harmonization is really good. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. So it's, you know, to use that and to explore that, you know, in this wood that we're getting today, you know, that 3-year wood, 5-year wood, 7-year wood, well, what is that going to do to these things that we're beginning to characterize as, you know, as classic Quercus Garryana flavor profile? Will they get more pronounced? Will they get less pronounced? Will we see other things out there?
But I can say with certainty that nobody is taking the time and the efforts to respect the oak the way that Westland is. What you guys are doing with these trials is going to be amazing. And unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a while to see what happens. But fortunately, time has a way to keep on pushing on, so we will get the chance. But it's gonna be really, really special to taste the difference between a 3-year aged board, between a 5-year and a 7, and the typicity, the region, the terroir, whatever you want to call it. I am certain it will shine through as to wherever these boards are aged, and you guys will have a truly world class and unique product that nobody else will be able to offer.
Well, there's, you know, just like, does this have a lot of Garryana flavor, or does this have a little bit more balance? For the ones that now, because we've put out those really big oak flavor casks, now what we're looking at for, you know, for our next Garryana single cask, you know, that's gonna be kind of riding the line with malt and oak influence together, while exactly, and then the really powerful ones. Those are now going into these blends, into the, you know, into the Garryana whiskey that we're going to be releasing, because, you know, that those big flavors in there contribute beautifully to the blend. The Garryana, what's exciting about it is it's actually, I think it's the most complex whiskey that we've ever created in, you know, the parts that we've put together. I mean, there's all three of our primary grain bills are in there, peated malt, our 5-malt recipe, our 100% pale malt recipe. So each one of those is going to lend different characters to it.
Okay.
And yet to have all of those things working well and integrated with the Garryana flavor profile leading, like that was the mindset.
That's,
you know, that was the challenge, and that's why we had 43 prototypes.
Again, as I mentioned, that's a sample size that you can actually create something with. We do folks who do 2-4 barrel trials, and you know, it's discouraging because folks don't it's really, really hard to see the versatility of whether it's Garryana, Alba, or Quercus Robur, you know, the French.
Yep.
I applaud your efforts to really, really actually try and understand something by really, really just grabbing the full scope of it.
Sure. And it's the fun part too. Yeah.
That's, you know, our industry is great like that one. You know, there's certainly stressful times. There's certainly, it's a product at the end of the day. It's a consumable product, so it needs to be delicious, and it needs to be special. But it's, for me, it's the relationships. It's working with guys like you, working with guys at Dennis, loading wood and grain, you know, talking about farming.
Yeah. Absolutely. In the end, this is really what it comes down to. We all want to make good whiskey, but we have a really incredible opportunity to help create an entire system that supports whiskey making. We want the barley growers, the maltsters, and the coopers to be an integral part of who Westland is. What they're doing, what we're doing, and what we're doing together is what gives our whiskey an incredible sense of place. Garryana is a great example of this provenance, and we're excited to share it with the world.